This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouché got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
What is up and welcome back to Zoneheads Orlando. My name is Greg Rhodes, and this is The Underreported, the episode where we take a look at something that I think is getting overlooked in the sports scene. And with it being opening day, you know we had to talk baseball. And everywhere else, you'll be able to get your breakdown of the Shohei Ohtani gambling scandal or your local team roster breakdowns. But here, I wanted to talk a little bit something about behind the scenes. Now, over the last few decades, baseball kind of has fallen off in its level of popularity here in the United States. Now, one of those major issues, and I think Major League Baseball did a great job of addressing this last season, was just the amount of time that baseball games were taking. Now, before they implemented the pitch clock and they outlawed these infield shifts and some other various rules that they made an adjustment to, games were reaching a record amount of time. Now, in 2023, those games took 2 hours and 39 minutes. That is the quickest that baseball games have averaged since 1985. Now, I don't know about you, but heading all the way back to 1985, that's before I was even born. We're talking about baseball games have been getting longer and longer and longer. And again, I think this was a great first step to kind of get the game back to something a little bit more recognizable. But I think it's only the first step. I think that you see a lot around in the sports landscape right now, especially as streaming apps start to grow and things like that. You start seeing other leagues pushing for these exclusivity rights. You think of Major League Soccer and Apple TV, where that's the only place that you can even see an MLS game anymore, it feels like, outside of the sparse games that they allow with their Fox contract. And that's really the progression that I think a lot of assume, and maybe even be what baseball is pushing forward with currently Bally and Amazon working on a deal for Bally currently being in bankruptcy and looking like they're going to lose all of those Major League Baseball contracts, as well as some of the other 42 professional teams that Bally is currently in contract with. And that includes every single major sport that's not the NFL in the state of Florida. You look at the Heat, the Magic, the Panthers, the Lightning, the Marlins, and of course the Rays, the last two being in Major League Baseball. And you can't really blame those teams for working in what has become the norm with these regional sports networks. Now, you can look back at regional sports networks, and they really kind of start taking over in the North American sports landscape back in 1969. And that started with the MSG Network, the Madison Square Garden Network. And they had the rights to the New York Knicks. They had the rights to the New York Rangers, at some point buying the rights to the New Jersey Devils. Sorry, my Northeastern fans, the New Jersey Devils, and also even the New York Islanders. And those really took off because of the blackout rights that these local broadcasters used to impose against these teams. And that even included in the playoffs. If you can believe this, Madison Square Garden Network was able to air the clinching game of the 1970 NBA Finals, of which the Knicks participated in. And that was the only way that you could watch that game if you were a New York Knicks fan living in New York. You heard that right. The ABC affiliate in New York blacked that game out during the NBA Finals. Now, nowadays, fans would lose their mind if something like that happened. But this was commonplace back then, and that's really why these regional sports networks started to take off. Now, they were extremely strongly tied to cable subscriptions. So you look at groups like Time Warner, AT&T, DirecTV, Sinclair, they're all involved in our modern-day regional sports networks that you see. And as cord-cutting grows, these revenue streams that they've been so tied to over the years, including having subscription fees, and every time that you go to renew your cable package, they talk about, oh, you need to pay an additional $30 to get your local sports networks and all. And now there's a whole new separate package deal that you have to pay to even get things like ESPN. Well, people have gotten fed up with that. You're starting to see the cord-cutting crowd continue to grow. People thought it might be a fad, but it continues to grow. And these revenue streams are drying up for these major regional sports networks. And obviously, these lower subscriber numbers lead to less advertising dollars being brought to these same groups. So now even the Bally's of the world are having trouble keeping up with their own bills. And you see all of these different bankruptcy filings that Bally has had to file over the last few years. But the transition for these groups has not been easy to streaming either. You would think that groups that have all of this money that's been coming in would have the money to invest in proper apps and teaming up with these other streaming services, but they found it very difficult, mostly, again, because of the cost. It's a very highly prohibitive environment to get into when you take into account the cost of developing your own app or even having to spend the money to partner with these other groups. Money that you've already seen is tight. You're going to have to also split with another bigger brand like an Amazon or an Apple so that you can actually still gain a revenue from these. So you're seeing a lot of major issues as these continue to transition into this modern television viewing environment. And 2023 was a big step for Major League Baseball to kind of get that situation under control on their own. So in 2023, Major League Baseball developed the local media department, mostly in response to Bally's bankruptcy filing. So during the season, this was during mid-season, Bally files all this paperwork that they're filing for bankruptcy because they're unable to make their payments for their licensing fees to all of these different teams. And a part of that included the San Diego Padres. Now, the San Diego Padres, once they did not receive that payment, rescinded their licensing to Bally Sports. Now, immediately, Major League Baseball had to step in because you can't not have the San Diego Padres air anywhere on television. They have fans that they're expecting to maintain this viewership with. So Major League Baseball took over and actually partnered with a local over-the-air station in San Diego that previously held the licensing rights. Major League Baseball put together the entire production, maintaining the announcing group that they had with Bally, because at that point they're able to issue that that's a Major League Baseball employee. And they were able to maintain their production of those broadcasts. They also had to do a similar thing for the Arizona Diamondbacks because, again, Bally going through these court filings and after their bankruptcy filings were able to, because they knew they were not going to be able to make the payments, or maybe they viewed the payments as too high to continue because they weren't making money off of it the way they anticipated, they were able to pull away from their contract with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So once again, Major League Baseball had to step in and make these broadcasts available to their fans. I personally view that as unacceptable if you're Major League Baseball. If you're dealing with companies that are going belly up like this, just a few years after they acquired these licensing deals and licensing rights due to the Federal Trade Commission forcing Disney to sell these rights after their acquisition of Fox Sports or Fox Studios, you can't have these kinds of lapses that obviously are probably going to continue to happen as you stay associated with Bally. But I think it also presents a unique situation for Major League Baseball to take advantage of. Now, as they lose these partnerships with things like Bally and AT&T is discussing reducing their Sportsnet offerings and things like that.
Content creation can be a difficult thing to tackle, especially if you're on your own, you've got a business to worry about, and you need a helping hand. That's what AuthenticAudioPro.com is all about. You can reach out to me directly on social media, at Brandon Kravitz, across all platforms. I'm happy to help. Everything from commercial production to live endorsements on this very show, I'll even help you launch your own high-quality podcast that you can be proud of. Customizable packages are available to fit your business's needs. I'm ready to work with you to tell your story and to make you sound great in the process. Learn more at AuthenticAudioPro.com.
I think it's time to look back at how baseball was once broadcasted to the masses, and that was through over-the-air television. Now, I'm not saying they necessarily need to associate themselves with like CBS or ABC or NBC or anybody like that, but those markets and those broadcasting companies have the ability to bring these kinds of sports back into play with them at this moment. And I really do view over-the-air as the future for this kind of broadcasting. Now, you can look at it more as I do, as the NFL model, where the NFL still broadcasts the majority of their local games on local affiliates with CBS and Fox and NBC, even for their Sunday night games. And over this last year, ESPN even broadcast the majority of their Monday night football games on ABC due to the writer's strike. And they saw the highest numbers that they've ever seen during those time slots because people are wanting to find these sports in ways that you might view as antiquated. But this isn't your grandma's rabbit ears broadcast signal anymore. Broadcast technology has improved significantly over the last decade or so. You're receiving an HD signal in your home and you don't even know it. 720p at the minimum, you can get 1080i in certain circumstances, but the majority of sports are still broadcast in 720p. And soon, even 4K will be available as a free over-the-air offering into your homes. And you don't have to have a cable box to receive it. This isn't a new concept. Over-the-air broadcasting has been going on for as long as television has been available. So there's a certain amount of tradition that this would be steeped in that I think could really continue to push Major League Baseball back into the forefront of the sports consciousness. Now, I think a lot of the issues that you might have is going to be, as I said, the NFL model. The NFL is, as everybody always says, NFL is for the shield. The NFL is a partnership group. They don't have individual teams selling out their broadcast rights like you see in Major League Baseball. And you might see a little bit of pushback from bigger brands, places like New York Yankees with the YES Network, the Red Sox with Nissan, the Cubs even with the Marquee Network. But each of those examples have even had their unique difficulties over the years. And you may even want to refer back to my MLS comparison that I made earlier and their agreement to sign on with the Apple TV network. But I think a lot of that has to do with MLS not having the name recognition that a league like Major League Baseball brings. There's a certain gravitas that comes with being the production group behind Major League Baseball. And I think that's really where you get that big difference where MLS wasn't pulling great numbers going over the air on your local TV broadcasts. But Major League Baseball, again, I think has a fan base that's already established, a name recognition that's already established that would bring fans to what has now become an untraditional format for you to receive your local sports outside of the NFL. You don't see these kinds of local affiliations anymore in your major top tier sports. And I think with Major League Baseball's unique position that they're in due to these different Bally bankruptcies and different regional sports networks starting to fold, they have the opportunity to maybe, some might look at it and say that they're falling back on the historical major broadcasters. But I also think that there's a reason that those broadcasters are still around. They're still able to bring in the advertising dollars because they've shown their consistency. Major League Baseball coming back to that, I think just re-solidifies the ground that those groups have built upon themselves. And Major League Baseball fans and everything involved with Major League Baseball is almost always steeped in some kind of history and tradition. And what's more steeped in history and in tradition than going back to the major broadcasters? Now, again, talking a little bit about them still trying to have their premium games and things like that, I have no problem with that. You could build out a different schedule that you have your local games on during the week on these things, and then you can have a different contract for ESPN, Apple TV, Amazon, if they get involved, whatever you'd like to do around that. But to build a viewership back around your local team, around your local broadcast, I think there's a unique opportunity here for that. And again, sports still dominates the viewership and listenership of the American fan. You can look at all of the top television broadcasts from any network last year, and sports is right there at the top, if not the number one broadcast on everything. And you can also look into listenership on the radio and see that even stations that aren't historically or typically during the week sports stations, ones that host sports on the weekends or in their later hours, their numbers skyrocket during those timeframes because people are looking for ways to still consume their sports in a world where cord cutting has made that so much more difficult. So I really do think this over-the-air concept, still making it available to your mass viewership as opposed to limiting to a subscriber role, I think is the wave that needs to take off for an established brand like Major League Baseball that has the money to back that kind of format. MLS doesn't have their own bank of money. They need the money from Apple TV. They need to be able to build a brand through Apple TV. Major League Baseball is the brand. Major League Baseball is what will attract groups, not the other way around. Now, there's a lot of other factors that still remain when it comes to the fall off of Major League Baseball over time, but to bring the national pastime back to what it once was, I think it's time to pull back the clock and go away from that pay-for-play model and make more money by making those games free. But what do you think? Does this even make sense? Can we even have broadcast TV sports anymore, the revolution that I'm talking about, with all this focus on streaming and powerhouses like Apple and Amazon getting involved? Let us know in the Zoneheads Facebook group, where discussion like this is always welcome. If you aren't a member yet, just search for Zone-Heads in Facebook and join in. And don't forget to find me on social media at MySportsFlorida and on my website, MySportsFlorida.com. Thank you again for listening to the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. This was your host, Greg Rhodes, here for The Underreported.
Today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast brought to you by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind, commercials, live endorsements, podcast production. You know, we can make it sound this good. Let Authentic Audio be your guide. Go to the website, get a feel for what we offer, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Follow this show, keep up on Facebook by becoming a Zonehead, also on Instagram and on YouTube. Short clips found there. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Continue to let the internet know that we are here. Throw us a follow, rate us, review us. We greatly appreciate it. Things are heating up. Stay tuned for tomorrow's Hot Takes Only episode, the perfect weekend listen as you unwind from the work week. We'll chat soon, Zoneheads.